Granby read a name out from the list.
It says here that Brother Tollum will sing.
Tollum, a fat, mournful-faced squirrel, who was the official Abbey bell-ringer, stepped forward. Clearing his throat, he announced in sonorous tones.
Ahem. I will now give you a rendition from part two of the bell-ringer's burial. Oh, lay me gentle and deep.
A concerted groan arose from the Redwallers. Several who had heard the song before were heard to comment.
Oh no, that dirge can last half a day.
Oh, never heard anything so miserable in all me days.
Skipper struck the battle again. Ba-boom!
Order there, silence, if you please, for Brother Tollum.
At that moment, form old Darby, having overcome his shyness, interrupted the proceedings.
If you don't mind, I'll be a-singing my song now.
Brother Tollum looked aggrieved.
But you didn't want to sing afore, so it is my turn.
Guffy, a dibbin mole babe, took umbrage at the bell ringer.
You, sir, don't ye talk like that to ye four mole. Eam can sing, even eam haven't a mind to.
This sparked a dispute. Redwallers called out their opinions aloud.
Tollum's right. Granby said it was his turn.
Oh, let four mole Darby sing. Where's the harm?
But it ain't right. He's already refused once.
Brother Tollum sniffed sulkily.
Let them all sing. It doesn't bother me.
Formal shook his velvety head.
Neither. You'm doing singing. I don't feel like it now. He mood bees gone off in eyes somehow.
The mole crew set up a deep grumble of protest. Boom, boom, ba-ba-ba-boom. This time it was Abbess Margerum, who had struck the battle with surprising force for one of her slight stature. She shouted at the noisy assembly in a stern voice.
Enough, enough. I can put up with this no longer. The contest for Bard of Redwall is closed until you all decide to act in a proper manner. Granby, I'll take charge of that list, please. You Redwallers, be about your business now. I'm sure you all have chores and duties to occupy your time. Yes, what is it, Sister Fumbrill?
The Jolly Otter smiled winningly.
I'm sure you won't stop us dining in the orchard this evening, Mother Abbess.
Margerum stowed both paws in her wide sleeves.
No, I suppose I won't, sister. Providing, of course, that there are no more arguments.
There is an old saying in Mossflower Country, there is no better food than Abbey food, and no better Abbey than Redwall to serve it. The trestle tables set up in the orchard attested to the truth of this. On the blossom-scented air of soft summer eventide, the tables were laid with clean linen, garlanded by flowers and greenery. Servers stood by, bearing jugs of pale cider, mint tea, fruit cordials, and the good October ale for which the Abbey was famed. From end to end, the tables groaned under the array of fresh breads, salads, cheeses and pasties at the outer edges. Further in, there were platters of scones, tarts, cakes and pies, each with a different filling, most topped with whipped honey or meadow cream. The centrepiece was a magnificent flan of strawberries, plums and damsons set in red currant jelly on a shortcake base.